You're listening to the Phil Henry Show.
You know, baby, I think back on our time out in the West Coast. I remember how good it was, baby. Oh, do I remember how good it was. We were that close, you and me. I was managing your career. You remember, baby? Remember how good you looked? One of the top starlets in Hollywood. Found you in a dry cleaner in St. Louis. Brought you to the coast. I was reviewing scripts for you. You were taking your acting classes. During the day, we would lunch at the Columbia Bar and Grill. At night, Barney's Beanery. We did all the parties, baby. I even had you lined up for a pilot at DreamWorks. We had it all, baby, and we could have had more. Oh, we could have had more. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Friday night, 2 years ago, April, the Spielbergs were having a few people over. I get the call. You and I are invited. I said, baby, put on the dress. You know the one. Yeah, baby, that's the dress. Let's go. Steven himself greeted us at the door. We walked inside. His man asked if we'd like a drink. Oh, yeah. We were there. We were at the top, at the pinnacle, at the very height, baby, of this business. You were now on your fourth martini. And then you had to do it, baby, didn't you? Yeah, you had to go and do it. Oh. Oh, man, we were close. And then you had to go and pull your glass eye out. You had to go and pull your glass eye out and then hold it up in front of Spielberg and go, I see you. I see you. Why did you do it, baby? Why did you do it? Oh, why did you do it? Why did you do it? I'll be with her in a minute. Why did you have to drop that glass eye into Kate Capshaw's drink? Why? Why? I write this letter to you, baby. From Denver. I don't love you anymore. And I never will again. Sincerely, Baby Cakes. You suck, baby. Yeah, you do. Okay, that's a letter to my baby. That was Ed Cookie Burns, 1958, here on our classic set for this evening. Ed Cookie Burns with Baby, You Blow. All right. Speaking of that, you guys see Sopranos this past week? I'm just kidding. Okay, so our number is 1-800-449-8686. It's now time for... You May Talk to Phil. Yes, you can call in, talk to me about things you've heard on the show, perhaps attitudes you've heard expressed that you differ with or agree with for certain... I don't know, whatever the hell is happening with you concerning the Phil Henry Show, you may now talk to me. 1-800-449-8686. Craig Taylor's on his organ. I mean, on the organ. 1-800-449-8686. You may now call me. Just sitting here waiting for the calls to come in. Just waiting for them phone calls. There we go. There's the phone line pumping now. That's three little lines, four little lines of blinking, and there's the fifth line blinking. You may now talk to me. By the way, I saw something in the news here. A lot of you guys are news talk fans, so I thought I'd lay this one on you. Don't you think that this Timothy McVeigh guy should be put into prison for life and not killed? Because this is a cat, keep in mind, that was caught 2 hours after he blew up this federal building, and he was caught during a traffic stop. This guy is so stupid that I think he falls under that you can't kill a retard law. I really do. This guy falls under the equal protection thing that you can't put somebody who's mentally retarded to death. Because I think Timothy McVeigh is legally mentally retarded. You blow up a building and you're caught 2 hours later. Man, that's some cloak and dagger. And he also said, what do you think? You think they should put him in a building and blow it up. That's pretty good, Craig. Now go play with your organ. All right. I think that he's beautiful, isn't he? And the guy said that he told a psychiatrist, well, I thought I'd die in a shootout. Gee whiz. Yeah, you thought you'd die in a shootout. Well, there was your big chance when they pulled you over, man. You should have pulled the gun out and started shooting. Just goes to show you, guys talk a lot bigger than they act, don't they? You know, that's big talk. And when the cops finally pull him in, they're just chicken. This is this McVeigh guy. Now, he's talking like, I don't know if he's chicken or not. Any guy that's like gleefully going to the chair. This dude is, he's definitely not, he's not all with us, I don't think. But that's just my opinion. I think the guy falls under that whole Supreme Court argument. Can you legally and with justification put a mentally retarded person to death for a capital crime? And looking at him, I'd say, no way. No, you've got to keep him alive. Keep him alive and give him a sandbox. Keep him alive and send out for some, you know, a McFish. Put him on the little swing set there at McDonald's. By the way, I went to the dermatologist today. I had to have got an ingrown nail here in my thumb. It hurts like hell, man. I got to soak it in hot water, some bull crap. Anyway, the guy's looking at me, you know, because I'm really fair-skinned. I'm an Irishman. And he says, geez, Phil, you know, your skin looks okay, but we got to burn off a couple of things here because you have really dry skin. I said, the whole thing with tans, doc, he says to me, a tan is nothing but sun damage. Don't you ever dare get a tan. And I said, I'm glad you said that, because all of my life, man, all I ever did was try to get a tan. He says, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to lay out, get a tan. That's your trouble. If you get a tan and you look like you got a tan, it used to be I look at people who had a tan and I'd say, boy, they look very healthy. Now I look at a guy with a tan, I go, oh, my God, cancer. I do. You look at people with tans now and they look positively unhealthy. Oh, my sweet God, they've got, like, look at that huge melanoma-like style, like tan man, skin like a freaking catcher's mitt. So anyway, he was putting me off the idea. I said, hey, no sweat. He says, now you put on your sunblock, Phil, when you go on vacation? I said, yes, doctor, I put on my 45 block. Good boy. Would you like to buy some more? And put it on the top of that head there. Yeah, I got it. Look at that bald noggin of yours, man. I got it, Doc. I put this stuff in. Yeah, there you go. Let's take a look at that head, you know. He's checking you over to see if you got any skin cancer or anything. He's looking at my head. Just bend over here. Yeah, okay. Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. You can talk to me now and query me about the show. You can also query me about attitudes we've expressed to the program, other things that may be happening in the news that we have covered on this show. If we haven't covered it on this show, we don't give a crap about it. We don't want to talk about it. And another thing, be interesting. And one more thing. We'll think of something. This is your rare opportunity to speak to me and to sort of let it all hang out here. Fans of the show, new listeners of the show, just general talk radio geeks and professional talk show groupies, go ahead and give us a call here at 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We're doing You Can Talk to Phil here at that number, and we got one call ready to go, but Mike is reporting to me that most of the calls suck. However, let's talk here to Adam.
Hello, Phil.
Hello, Adam. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
Great.
I catch your show every day on the way home for about a half an hour, and it took me a while to figure it out, but I finally got it.
How long did it take you to figure it out?
It took me about a week and a half, actually.
How could it be so long to figure this idiotic thing out?
I got so pissed, I'd turn it off.
Huh?
I used to get so pissed, I'd turn it off.
You'd get so pissed, you'd turn it off.
Huh?
You'd get so angry, you'd turn it off, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
So you never did hear the guy come on and say, "All voices done by Phil Henry."
No, when I come in, it's about 9:05, and just before I learned that on a day off, just before that I come out and start listening, you'd already done that announcement. By the time I get home, you're not done quite with that guest yet, so I never heard that before.
Okay, brother.
I was calling to find out, if you do all the voices and all the characters, how do you manage to do that? What kind of technology do you use to do both voices? Because I could swear I can hear you cutting off the other person.
Everybody hears it overlap, but that's an audio illusion. That is something that is not happening because I'm doing it all live, real time. I do a microphone and a telephone, and that's it.
Wow.
So I don't do any cell sync. I don't do any delay. I don't do any pre-record. I don't pre-record anything. What's that, man?
I'm just beeping my horn to get these people out
Why?
Of the way on the way
home. That's obnoxious. What are you honking your horn? Oh, I see. You're in Florida. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm in Florida.
Yeah, I think that it's just... What was your question? No, I know what the technology
what kind
is.
Of you're just right.
I'm just using the phone and a microphone. That's all I'm using.
Is it always a cellular phone that you're using?
No, I'm not using a cellular phone. I'm using a regular phone.
Oh. Okay. Well,
see?
That's
one of the things that we always talk about. People say, gee, that show of yours, man, you must be using some DBX processing and blah, 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 all this bull crap that they don't know what they're talking about. No, I'm using my voice. And again, I guess the point I was going to make is I don't pre-record anything because it's no fun.
Okay.
All right, dude?
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Have a good day. Love
you too,
your
man.
Show.
Thanks very much. Here is it Zoe? Zoe?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
God, I don't want to get hung up on, so I want to say this. You do Art Bell better than Art Bell does Art Bell, and I thank God for it, because when I listen to Art Bell, I keep thinking, God, why isn't this Phil?
Why aren't I doing that show?
Yeah, because you do it way better than he could.
You mean I'd make that show funny, is what you're saying? Yeah,
completely.
Well, I think Art's show is great in that it's not shtick.
I love his stuff. Don't get me wrong. I love his stuff, but when I hear you, it's just not the same. I mean, it's like I listen to Art Bell.
Art is, you know.
He's a great guy.
I met him about a month ago at an industry awards thing. Mm-hmm. He's a wonderful guy. He is a fan of the show, and I said to him, "You're my hero, Art," because he's about 55, okay? His show didn't take off till about, like 3 or 4 years ago.
When you started doing it?
Yeah, when I started doing impressions of him, his show started taking. You're the guy with the weird laugh that I put into the 360. Can you find that guy's laugh for a minute? You are, you freak. Hold on for a minute. You know the laugh I'm talking about?
Yeah,
he's got to find it. So that's the story there, Zoe. Here is John on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, bud?
How are you? Followed
you out of Miami. Listen, the characters and all, they're great. But I got to tell you, when you freestyle, when you're winging it, talking about your family and all, it just cracks me up.
How come?
Sitting and chilling, because you're so laid back, and you got that sense of humor.
Oh, well, thanks.
You remind me hanging out in high school with my buds, just hanging out, getting, doing stuff.
When you were in high school, you were doing stuff.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, that's either a homosexual act or drug use, so which was it? Okay, thank you. See, when I put it up against that. All right, so is your family a talkative family?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Hilarious.
I came from my father had a great sense of humor.
Yeah. Oh, well, you've got the knack. I mean,
thanks,
it's like everything that comes out is funny. And I had two or three friends, and we would just laugh at each other all night.
Thank you very much.
It's hilarious. Your freestyle is great, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
All right, Phil. Goodbye.
Is that Zoe Freak still there? No, he hung up. So get that kid's laugh up, and we'll prove to you what a geek this guy is. No, he's a nice guy. Thanks, Zoe, for your question. What was his question, anyway? Oh, I do Art Bell better than Art does himself. I think that Art is seriously, I said to him, you are my hero, man, because this guy, really his career didn't take off till about 3-4 years ago when his show really started to punch through the stratosphere, you know. And I said, well, I want to be you when I grow up, which I'm like already grown up, so I ought to start getting my stuff together a little bit more. Yeah, this show, man, and we are a syndicated radio show. We're not just in Los Angeles, but we're across the country in some 85 different markets now. And what's the trip, you know, with busting this show through? Because it's so different, it ain't going to be easy. If this show was like Comb Over Boy, well, you know what's scary about that? We got twice the number of affiliates than Comb Over Boy's got. Twice. We're in more top 10 markets than the comb boy. You know, so I don't even know why I think about that guy as much as I do. Maybe it's just because he's, you know, when I hear him go, really? I get erect. Okay, here is Steven. How you doing, man?
Oh, good, Phil. How are you doing?
Very good, buddy.
Yeah, Phil, I was wondering, who's the hardest character that you do on the radio?
The one that I'm doing now, your voice. No, I'd say that it's probably Margaret or Colleen or any of the females that are upper register.
Oh, really?
They're really tough to do. And I can hear that the radio turned up in the background, and you're driving me nuts with that.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Can I turn it down real quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right, thanks.
Go play this kid's laughing.
Hey, Phil, still there?
Yeah, I'm right here, buddy.
All right, Phil, so Colleen or Margaret?
Colleen or Margaret, yeah. They're very upper register, very difficult if my voice isn't the way it ought to be that day. And I don't know how to get it to the way. There's days that I can do the Margaret voice and it just comes out like diarrhea. I don't know. It just comes out of there. There's other days when it's a real strain. I don't know whether it's because I've eaten a lot of lunch and my diaphragm is like squeezed, or whether I've got an allergy and my throat's constricted. There's just, I can't seem to hit it. And hot water doesn't seem to help.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one more question.
Yeah, what's that?
I was wondering, how long have you been doing the voices? Was it a thing you realized you had in high school or college?
When I was a kid in school, when I was a little kid, like 5 years old, I would be doing voices.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, Chris Norton's my idol.
The dude is all right, isn't he?
Yeah, isn't he?
I was wondering, I
work on Ventura Boulevard. Would I be able to come in someday and just watch you doing your show?
I don't know, man. I'll put you on hold now and... I don't know. They got a policy here, man. It's very difficult. Here is, unless, of course, you're a movie star. And then here's Jay. Hi, Jay. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good. How are you, brother?
Good. First time I ever heard your show, you were doing Jay Santos.
Yeah.
And it was the one with the body cavity searches. And I was so furious.
He does a lot of body cavity searches. Which one was that?
He was planning on searching... teenagers outside the Southern California malls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was going to search your daughter.
Right.
You're right.
So I'm up in the Bay Area just going nuts in my car, and I get home and I call my police station to find out if they know anything about this.
Uh-huh.
And they ask me a couple questions. They're like, what? What are you talking about? And I tell them, yeah, it was on the Phil Henry Show. And the cop that answered the phone just kind of paused and said, you idiot.
Where's this, in San Jose?
Yeah.
You know, we're not on up in the Bay Area. We're on in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Monterey. I get from Santa Cruz.
You got me from Santa Cruz. We were on in Santa Rosa, and then it got too hot for Santa Rosa. San Francisco probably will never have us on, and I say that with all due respect, but San Francisco is an island unto itself. You know, the sphincters up there got hermetically sealed years ago, so it's going to be a long time before anybody up there has a sense of humor again. But I appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, half the valley gets you on 1080.
Well, I love that, but I mean, the upper Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, it's the sense of humor got squeezed out of that town years ago, never to return.
Well, they keep electing Willie Brown.
It wasn't even Willie's fault. It was whoever that cat was before him.
Well, I mean, they must have some sense of humor.
Oh, well, this is true. Okay, brother.
Thanks
for your call. Thank you. Bye-bye. It's really true about San Francisco. It's sad what's happened to that city, the city that arrested Lenny Bruce. Well, they did arrest him, didn't they? 1-800-449-8686. You may talk to Phil. Let's go over to Ben here on the Phil Henry, Phil, on the whatever the hell this is. Ben?
Yeah, Ben.
How are you, Ben?
I'm cool, man.
Good.
Hey, I'm a fan, dude.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Let me turn my radio down.
Hell, cool.
Where's my remote?
Where's the remote for the radio?
Yeah, I got it. Hang on.
All right.
Hey. I tell you, what I was telling you, Screener, is like it's 9:29 Eastern time.
Right.
And I've got like 400 channels.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to a friggin' AM station with Phil Henry.
That is weird.
It ain't either. That's a testament to a person that loves entertainment.
Thank you, man.
I got a computer that's online right now with, I don't want to mention the name, but it's a certain cable company that's got a high-speed, always-on thing.
Yeah.
But I'm listening to your station because you're
the person
that
makes
me laugh,
Let me ask you something, Ben. Will you hold on for me?
Yeah.
Hold on for just a sec here, okay? It's an 800 line, so it's not costing any money. We'll get back to Ben on the Phil Henry Show in just a moment. Rewriting the history books when it comes to radio. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The segment of our program called You May Now Talk to Phil. And generally during our character bits, it's a certain kind of caller that we require, but now we are certainly opening it up to the general commentary of people out there. And I've got Ben hanging on there, and I appreciate it, Ben. Go ahead, man.
Oh, yeah. Phil, I tell you, man, I don't want to get on and toot your horn and compliment you to the point of embarrassment, but you're good.
Well, thank you.
And this show, this could never go to television. You're going to be...
That's true.
Radio is your thing, because television could never recreate the sort of thing you do when you take real people. It's all like candid camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you about you mentioned Dwayne Thomas.
Yeah, Dwayne Thomas.
I called your screener that day. You were doing a thing. I can't recall what it was on, but I was telling your screener that I come back from California. I'm in Clearwater, Florida now, and this is where I live. But
right.
I was out in L.A.
Right.
And up on Jefferson, I met Dwayne Thomas. He was at a place, and sort of like a church. So it was Rastafarians, right?
Sort of like a church.
And there was a lot of reasoning going on, and I met the guy. And I come to find out that he has an avocado farm.
Yeah.
And he's in San Diego.
San Diego, right.
And he drives a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And he's got a nice lady. So Dwayne is doing all right.
You know, after that, I heard your call, and Mike gave me the information. So I went online and looked him up. And there's actually a website. It's a very simple little website that I think his wife maintains.
Okay, yeah.
But it's a beautiful testament to him. He's a very humble guy. He's works with kids.
That's right.
It's just really interesting. I was always fascinated with Dwayne Thomas because during his playing career in the NFL, he had problems with the media. He didn't speak to anybody.
Right.
And there was a lot of bad feeling about him. And to see that he, you know, he ended his playing days in San Diego with the Chargers. So
well,
I guess that's
well,
why
so
he's...
You know, the reason why he was so... I tell you, I had a chance to deal one-on-one with this guy, and I got his number and everything. But Dwayne Thomas is an extremely intelligent individual, and he's so philosophical.
Yeah, cool.
That the things that
it's rare for a football player.
Yeah, he is into like common conversation that people have.
Cool.
We use words and terms that we don't really know what we're saying.
Right.
And if you say it around him, he will break it down to you, and you'll realize that. Actually, what you're saying is not what you're saying, but you're saying something else. But
now you're saying stuff that I don't know what you're saying. Ben, thank you very much for your call, though.
Thanks. All right, Phil.
All right, bye-bye. 1-800. Nah, I know. I hung up on the guy before. One more thing. All right, let's go to Siava in wherever.
Yes, sir, in San Diego.
Just as soon as I said your name, you dropped the hammer and the nail in the picture. What's up?
What's up? First of all, I'd like to tell you it's a pleasure
to
be speaking with you.
Thanks.
My fiance and I are addicted to you.
You said addicted to me, and then you dropped out when you said, what, crack?
That too.
Okay. I heard you were addicted to you at Eck and...
And your show.
Thanks.
And I was just wondering why you've been letting the cat out of the bag lately.
You mean talking about my show?
Yeah.
It's a good question, and the reason for it is that we found that I wasn't getting credit for the show, basically. I was people thought it was kind of screwy, kind of weird. They thought I was this guy who hired actors, or I just got really weird calls. They didn't quite get what was going on with the show, and if I may be so bold as to say, the talent that goes into executing this show. And we also found out that when people really understood what this program was about, that they spent like 12 more times listening to it, if you can understand the concept of there's a certain length of time that people listen to a radio show, that when they found out that it was Phil and what this show was about, that they listened to the show 12 times longer.
Huh.
So, frankly, it's like painting a painting and not signing your name to it. And I got a little tired of that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I got a little tired of people saying...
Because I know plenty of people that listen to your show that haven't really... got what's going on yet, and they keep listening.
I think it's important. I think it's important for people to understand. It's, like I said, a guy signs his name to a painting. People sign their names to books.
I understand.
Why can't Phil Henry show people what it is that he does?
Yeah, I understand.
It'll
be
fine, Siava. Don't worry. We're not going to run out of dumbasses who call if that's what you're worried about.
No, that is what I'm worried about.
It's never going
to
happen.
At the same time, dumbasses like me haven't been able to call in. It's my turn to call in and drill you.
Well, this is why we let you guys do this.
Questions.
Exactly. This is why we do You May Now Talk to Phil, because we want people who are fans to be able to check in. Absolutely.
Maybe I have my little nickel's worth about your parted friend that comes on the morning with a little part. It's good to know your enemy. It's always good to know. Let them have a voice.
Comes on in the morning.
Yeah, you know, your friend Rush.
No, he's not my enemy. Why would he be my enemy?
He's my enemy. And I like to listen to him.
He's a radio entertainer. He's got a political point of view, which is
exactly that's,
whatever.
That was my point. I thought you were referring to him earlier. I thought you were...
No, I was talking about... Call the guy I talk... Well, if you don't know who I'm talking about, don't worry about
it. Okay, sorry. I didn't get it.
No problem. No problem, brother. Thanks for calling, though.
All right, thank you for taking my...
Oh, we obsess about each other in this business. Like the audience knows what we're talking about, and they don't. And we talk about these guys that we seem to think are important. They're not important. Screw them all. Let them all die. 1-800-449-8686. Where should I go next? Where? Five? Okay. Hi, Jennifer. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to say, first of all, I love your show.
Thank you.
My brother turned me on to you.
Thanks.
He grew up in the San Gabriel Valley. So
yeah, me too.
All about that area.
Yeah, cool.
But I wanted to know what rights organizations come after you.
Rights
organizations? Yeah, you know, like the NAACP.
No.
Because of the comments that your characters make.
None. We don't have any
really?
Problem. Yeah. When I was in Miami, I had a little problem with the Anti-Defamation League, and that was it. But no, we've never had a problem. I'm trying to think, Mike. Have we had any heat? No, because. You know why, Jennifer? Because for an organization to come after us, they'd make themselves look stupid, and they know that.
Right. Well, I know some organizations are stupid when it comes to things like this.
Well, they're not as dumb as you think. Yeah, they're not as dumb as you think. Now, one organization did. They objected to a bit that I did. It was a Muslim-related group in Washington, D.C., a black Muslim-related group, and I don't really remember any at all, but they basically referred to me on their website as a punk and a racist and all this stuff. And I actually emailed them, and I said, look, here's really what that bit was about, and they would not be mollified. They just thought I was a complete and utter ass, and they didn't want to hear about it, and I was a piece of crap, etc. Sheriff's Department said to use a different county in the next bit so people would stop calling them. What does that
mean?
Well,
I heard one of your other callers mentioning San Francisco, and you said that you are not allowed to be aired up there. Is that why? Because of the...
No. You know, see, this is how people misunderstand. I didn't say I wasn't allowed to be... Well, I guess I did say that I got too hot for Santa Rosa. Didn't I say that? Yeah. All right. You're right. Northern California, radio-wise, specifically the Bay Area. I don't know. You know, we're on in Santa Cruz and Monterey and some places like that. But San Francisco... is a, to my way of thinking, a difficult market to crack because they have an overinflated sense of their own importance. They literally think they're more important than they are and
right.
that they're going to, by God, do it their way no matter what. Well, that's fine because I think that San Francisco eventually is going to figure out we've been there and we've seen the Golden Gate Bridge and we've eaten the sourdough bread and, like, it's boring now, so bye. You know, that's just all I can say about that.
Right.
But thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Keep on doing a great show.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. No, I think I'm going to start doing a piece of crap show. I'd like to kind of go that way, if I might. Here is Steve on the Phil Henry Show. Steve?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
First, Phil, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
The show is great. I've been listening since the... General came on, talked about Elian Gonzalez really being a midget.
Yes.
And killing all the people on the boat, including the mother.
Yeah, he killed his mother and the stepfather, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's been great. But,
as part of Fidel Castro's Secret Service.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And I cannot tell you how many nights I've been tempted to pull over to the side of the road because I'm laughing and crying. I have a hard time seeing as
well,
I'm driving home from work.
Thanks.
But my question is, I was listening to Art Griego the other night, and even knowing now, and it took me, you know, a few days to catch on to what was going on, but even knowing now that you do everything, I still have an image in my mind of these people. You do such a good job in giving them life and
Thanks.
So forth. But,
They're
but
characters.
Art was on the other night talking about people on planes should just sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
And it sounded like you were coming out of character. I mean, you're cracking yourself
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I was laughing. I was laughing during that bit. There was a specific time. There's really reasons why, and I forget what it was that was cracking me up. Oh,
well,
I know what
he talked about 200 people barbecuing.
Yes.
Or you could get a second bag of peanuts.
Yeah, in other words, 200 people are going to barbecue for your bag of peanuts. And it
right.
was repeated to me by a British pilot who had called in.
Right.
He was an
right.
Englishman, and he called in and he said, and the idea that 200 people would barbecue, as you put it, for a bag of peanuts. Just when he said that, I started to lose it. Yeah.
Well, how many times does that happen to you? It's happened a lot.
In fact, I put one incident on our first CD, which I'm going to play, because when I saw your call come in, I said, go find that bit where I lost it, and we're going to play it here in a second.
Oh, that'll be great.
Okay.
That'll be great. Well, I just really enjoy it.
Thanks,
Steve. I think it's tremendous on radio, and I hope nobody tries to copy, because nobody's going to be able to do it.
Well, everybody tried. This is a very unoriginal business. People try to copy all the time, but nobody's really tried it with me, because it takes, you know, it's like one guy, you know. Anybody
talent.
Else going to do this That's thing, they're going to have to hire six people. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank
you,
Steve.
Thank you very much.
Bye, buddy. Bye-bye. So do you want to hear that bit? It's called All You Can Eat Negro. It's from our first 97 CD. Well, it's 4 minutes. It's 4.5 minutes. You want to go to break first? Go to it now? Here it is. This is a bit that we did back in 97 where I lose it, and it's the only one where I actually put on CD.
Do you fear your nephew is in hell?
I feel that my nephew is not with the Lord, no.
Not with the Lord? Then, in other words, in hell?
I don't know. I feel he's not with the Lord, though, and because they ate part of his body like a limbo.
You fear that that Roman Catholic communionist, they ate your nephew's body?
Yes, sir.
All right, we have on the line in Van Nuys here a Roman Catholic priest on KFI AM 640. Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Listen, ma'am, first of all, I offer my condolences to you on the loss of your nephew.
Are you a priest?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to let you clarify something for you, okay?
Yes.
So this is just, you've been misinformed about the Catholic Church.
Why do you eat people?
Well, if you just hang on, I will explain to you what our belief is, and then you can draw your own conclusion.
But you eat people?
Let me explain what our teaching is, and you draw your own conclusion.
Let the father explain, okay?
Okay, first of all, we believe that when we receive communion, we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Well, hold on, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
I mean,
I'm just calling to let you know what our belief is.
You eat flesh and blood.
If you want to look at it that way, that's fine.
Oh my God,
that's fine.
I want to vomit.
This is our belief, and you draw your own conclusion.
I want to vomit.
Ma'am, you got to let the father explain.
Why would I want to hear him talk about eating
people? Well, because you've been misinformed.
This is like Hellraiser, like Clive
Barker.
Okay,
first of all, okay, you're upset because you've been misinformed about what happened to your nephew in our ritual.
You eat the butt, you eat the whole damn thing.
Excuse me?
Don't you eat it?
We eat the host, yes.
The host.
But he said he eats the whole body of the man.
That's not what I said.
You said you eat the blood and the flesh.
Of whom?
Of a man.
No, of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Oh, that is a blasphemy.
Well, if you choose to believe that, all I'm trying to do is inform you about our belief because you've been misinformed.
Do you eat up on the booty, too?
I'm not even going to answer that.
I don't understand. What's that mean?
What is this man talking about eating the Lord Jesus?
Let him finish.
Okay.
Let him just say what he has to say.
From the scriptures, ma'am, where Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and said, take this and eat it. This is my body.
Oh, God.
And then he took the cup of wine and he said, take and drink. This is my blood. And again he says, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is Good Friday.
Exactly.
And you're talking about eating up on Jesus.
And I'm just calling to inform you of what we believe.
You're grubbing on Jesus, ain't you?
If
what?
You choose to believe it.
You're grubbing all over on Jesus.
If that's what you choose to believe.
And my nephew, what about him?
Okay, ma'am, as again...
Macking on Jesus. Them Catholics macked on my boy.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Them Catholics macked on your boy, huh?
You want to laugh
no,
at me?
No, Phil, can I ask you a question?
You son of a bitch, you laugh at me?
Excuse me, ma'am. Let me ask you a question here.
It's like some kind of Negro smorgasbord over there.
Well, I'll tell you. Listen...
Okay, now, as far as that other man is concerned...
It's like a brother buffer.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in a phone
line. Listen, Father, I thank you for taking the time.
Okay.
I really do.
Ma'am, you have a good Easter.
Well, you pay for your sins.
Well, I'll leave that up to God.
That's true. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Father. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was a Roman Catholic priest.
They're macking on my boy like a brother buffet. Oh, you can eat me. Oh.
What was it? What's it called, man?
All you can eat, Negro.
my hip. God
damn. Oh, no, no. All you can eat Negro. Oh, God.
So, I understand.
Well, thank you very much.
There you go. That's from our first... That's from a CD. That's not our first CD. That's like our third or fourth. The 97 CD still on the air. And there you go. So that's how I lost it once. And I do it occasionally. I don't think I've lost it like that in a long time. But that, when, you know, when Crozier held that sign up that said, all you can eat Negro, I thought I was going to freaking die. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Brings us to the end of another program. Yes, the wide sweeping highway of America lies before you. What new adventures await? What new screw-ups? What roadkill lay in your path? This is Arthur Mellon saying, don't let the roadkill kill your road trip thing. Daddy-o. And remember,
I ate the butt, I ate the whole damn thing.
The Phil Henry Show is produced by Mike Schaefer and another thing, Craig Taylor. He pushes buttons and stuff. And that seems easy to do. But they won't let me work on the show. And that's bad. And then, ow! Ah! Ah! I bet you thought I was being attacked by a murderer or something.
Phil Henry.
Music officially sucks.